afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to the Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Patty Welther, Manager of Member Engagement at the Manufacturer and Business Association, and I'm joined by my co-host, Joe Martin from WPSE. I'd like to welcome a couple of special guests to the studio, Michael Monaco, Director of Operations, and Kyle Kleinidler, Talent Acquisition Specialist at Airborne. The MBA has a great relationship with Airborne, and we're happy to have you here to discuss your operations at the Lake City plant, along with some of the exciting things taking place and the outlook for your future of the business.
Kyle and Michael, thank you so much for being with us today. We certainly appreciate it. Michael, let's begin with you. How long has Airborne been in business, and how did it get its start? And also, second part of that question, can you tell us a little bit about what you manufacture today?
Yes, so Airborne Incorporated was founded by Tony D'Amico in 1958, and they were manufacturing electronic connectors, and we have certainly been growing our products at our company over the past 64 years. By 1960, we had 12 employees in an 1,100 square foot space. At that time, customers included names like Motorola Incorporated, they're now Motorola and General Dynamics, Texas Instruments, now Raytheon, Lockheed Aircraft, Boeing, and Burroughs. We started here in Lake City as Caron Enterprises, and that was in the mid-90s, and they had about 5 employees at the time. Airborne acquired Caron in 2002, and since then, we have grown to 370 employees. As far as what we produce at the plant, we specialize in quality, rugged, and reliable electronic components, and it's for the systems, and the majority of our programs were designed in to support, protect, and serve our troops and allies. Oftentimes, we work very closely with our customers and develop relationships to meet their requirements through either standard catalog products, or we design, build, and test to order to meet, you know, any unique requirements that they might have.
Fantastic. And Michael, let's do a little bit of a deeper dive into that Lake City plant. Can you describe your operations and your team that Airborne has been able to build right here locally in Lake City?
Sure. I'll start by just letting you know that Airborne globally has 1,700 employees, and 370 of those employees are working right here in the Lake City plant. As far as our team, we're comprised of manufacturing professionals, supply chain and quality professionals, engineers, and production associates.
And Kyle, can you describe and tell us a little bit about Airborne's culture?
Absolutely. So as Michael was saying, you know, we're made up of technical assembly, engineering, quality, human resources, and all kinds of other leadership positions that are just part of what makes up our family here. You know, we're not just another manufacturer. Our employees leave each day knowing their work matters, right? They've either made components for a fighter jet, space satellite, or even medical emergency equipment. It's a job that comes, you know, with a mission. It's a really very important focus for us. And then, of course, in addition to that, we are an ESOP employee-owned company with servant leadership at kind of the height of our core values and culture and quality. I know we're coming up here on October. So October actually happens to be our national ESOP month. While most folks casually aren't thinking 10 years down the line when they look back and see the company's been making sizable contributions to our employee stock ownership plans, that can really add up long term when it comes to, you know, financially settling down for individuals in regards to retirement or otherwise.
Well, very cool. It sounds like Airborne is an amazing company. And I'm going to throw this out to either Kyle or Michael. It's got to be one of those things where I would imagine, because you're producing something essential in part to the military, that's got to be a certain level of pride when you go home at night. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I could take that, Kyle, for sure. You know, the manufacturing industry is a very challenging environment. You know, there are plenty of opportunities for career growth and for development. And, you know, here at Airborne, it's very rewarding to support our military, you know, also commercial air industry and the medical industry.
It sounds like your company, and I have had the good fortune in the past of speaking with Jennifer as well. It just sounds like an amazing place to work locally. Lots of opportunity for people that are able to get a job there and make a career of Airborne. A lot to offer, it seems. And Kyle, what are some exciting things happening now with the Lake City plan?
Oh gosh, how long is your program? I can tell you, you know, within the last 3 years alone, we've doubled the size of our Lake City facility, which is something that we're all super excited about. And it's just nonstop. And specifically when it comes to our workforce, that has grown over 50% within the last 2 years. So those are just some, you know, two things that we're really excited about in regards to our site here in Lake City.
Kyle, can you tell us a little bit about some of the major challenges you're experiencing right now and how you are overcoming it?
Absolutely. So I think the biggest challenge for us right now is hiring skilled team members, not team members in general. The hiring environment, the hiring workforce has gotten so much better. But for us, it's really finding those skilled assets when it comes to our candidates. So we're combating that a little bit by making sure that we are promoting our environment that we have here at Airborne, promoting the culture that we've been discussing. We have walk-in interview days where candidates are able to come in, see the facility, speak with a team member about the open positions, but more importantly, the culture. It's important these skilled candidates today really want to feel appreciated by a company in terms of the working environment, the working relationships, and frankly, just the day-to-day job. So our goal is to really try to get Airborne at the forefront of that and show some of these skilled team members that Airborne has a lot to offer in way of culture and environment and appreciation. We're doing that a lot by trying to get out in our local community, working to partner with local tech or other types of schools to kind of help grow that skilled labor and see if we can't, you know, assist them by making Airborne kind of their home base. So as they're learning, growing, and developing, they know at the end of that, Airborne's going to be there to offer them an opportunity.
And Kyle, before we move on to the last question, for someone who may be looking at an exciting career like those that Airborne offers and those wonderful careers, how would they go about finding you in those open positions that may be available right now?
So the easiest thing to do would be to log on to our website, www.airborne.com/careers, and they can explore all the opportunities we have here in Lake City, whether it be from assembly to supply chain to mechanical engineering opportunities. That would be the easiest way. They could always, you know, reach out to myself here locally on site. And then, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we do host open interviews every Tuesday from about 9 a.m. They last until about 3 p.m, where folks can stop out here at the site, let the front desk know that they're here for open interviews, and they're guaranteed to meet with someone, give them an opportunity to talk a little bit about, you know, what they're interested in, what their background consists of. And then again, gives them an opportunity to take a quick glance at the production floor.
Michael, let's begin with you for our last question. What is the best thing about being in the manufacturing industry right now? And what's your outlook for Airborne's future?
Yeah, the manufacturing industry is, again, a very challenging environment. Certainly brings with it plenty of opportunities for growth and professional development. Here at Airborne, there's much to be excited about. We've got new technologies, innovation, and automation projects that we're collaborating with our production workforce to implement, which will make us more competitive to our customers. It's very rewarding to support, you know, the type of industries that we're in, that being the military and defense, commercial air industry, and the medical industry. As far as the future outlook, Airborne has a very strong sales order backlog. I mean, we continue to hire new employees and we continue to grow the business. Our sales order backlog is up 60% compared to last year at the same time.
Kyle, I'm going to ask you the same question. What is the best thing about being in the manufacturing industry right now? And what's your outlook for the future?
I think the best thing of being, it's just such a growing environment. You know, there's something new every day for somebody like me that did not grow up in the manufacturing environment. This is a really, really exciting industry with all kinds of new things coming down, learning new things every day, and being able to just kind of adapt to those and grow those within the company. It really just makes it exciting.
Thank you, Michael and Kyle, for all that great information. And thank you to our listeners who can also download this episode at mbausa.org. This is Patty Welther, along with Joe Martin, signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.